Conservative Brian Hagedorn adding to his narrow lead over rival Lisa Neubauer in the state Supreme Court race after the first wave of county canvasses were completed, according to a WisPolitics.com tally. The Board of Canvassers met in Fond du Lac County yesterday. That's where County Clerk Lisa Freiberg was, and she joins us on the final segment of the show. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, just quickly explain, what do the Board of Canvassers do?
The Board of Canvassers, what we do is it's made up of myself, a Republican representative, which is Karen Rosenfeld, and a Democrat representative, which is Paul Sisney. And what happens is all the tapes from the election machines are brought in the day after the election by the municipalities. And we take those tapes and we make sure that they are exactly as what was sent in by modem. So we take those reports that I post on the website on election night, or my staff does that for me on behalf of me, and we just make sure all those numbers are the same. We talk about things that may have caused concern in any of the polling locations that we would maybe hear from the clerks on. We discuss the recount that was held in North Fond du Lac on Friday, kind of gave us a little peek at, did we see any issues with that would cause any concern. At the completion of it, I can say that we did not change any results at all. Everything was in order from the tapes from the machine to what was reported unofficially election night as far as Justice of Supreme Court race.
All right. What do you make? So in some of these areas elsewhere in the state, there were votes added, as I mentioned in the introduction, to Judge Hagedorn's total, specifically in Outagamie County. What do you make of that?
Well, in Outagamie County, their server went down. I'm not quite sure on what really happened there. I'm sure I will hear it as time goes on. With that being the case, they had to hand enter all their results, which, as a side note, makes me think, okay, another contingency plan I need to do for if this were to happen in Fond du Lac County, talking to the vendor and saying, okay, if this was to happen, what do they suggest? But getting back onto your question, hand entering, it just gives me shivers to even consider hand entering results. It's so easy to transpose number. My understanding by reading the article up in Outagamie County, they simply forgot to put the numbers in for one of their municipalities. We have 47 units. We have 69 vote reporting precincts on election night. Outagamie probably has close to 100 or more. My understanding, reading this, they forgot to enter results for one of the wards in Little
right.
Chute or something like that.
The biggest,
makes a difference.
Biggest change was in Florence County, where Hagedorn added 117 votes, and the clerk there said the county noticed it had properly entered results from some municipalities on its spreadsheet, but for some reason they weren't added to the overall results. All right, so as Judge Lisa Neubauer contemplates a recount, how in the world, given as these canvasses results come in, how can she make up 6,000 votes?
And now it's even more. It would be, I feel it would be very difficult to do that. You're looking at almost 100, as the number keeps getting higher, close to that 80, 90 votes in each county if you just take an average. And going through the Board of Canvas, we certainly are looking at all of these different type of things. We're fortunate we're here with having electronic machines that it's a little bit more accurate and maybe some of the areas where they hand count or are putting numbers in. But that is what they do in their Board of Canvases, and that takes a little bit more time to make sure those numbers aren't transposed or forgotten of any means. So I think it would. We've proved it time and time again, just recently the 2016 presidential, but that will certainly be up to them if they want to spend that money. And we certainly can see that now that if she were to ask for a recount, it would definitely be them paying for it.
Right. All right, quickly, we got about a minute left. There was a couple of vote changes in the Friday recount for North Fond du Lac, but the results, the effect was the same. Ann Price is still on the North Fond du Lac Village Board. You mentioned that there was an undervote, which means somebody actually marked the area outside the circle?
Yes, voters have to understand that you must fill in the oval. The machine does not look past that oval. A voter in North Fond du Lac chose to put an oval over the top of Chuck Hornig's name and Ann Price's name, so that is why there was an additional vote given to each one of them. That is voter intent. That is up to the Board of Canvass if they choose to count that. Another Board of Canvass might say they wouldn't because it wasn't filled in the oval. Interesting part of this whole story is every other contest on that ballot, that voter did fill in the oval for all the other contests. But for some reason, for that contest, they chose not to fill in the oval and make their own oval right over the names. Interesting ballot. Unfortunately, I wish I could share it with everyone, but right now the law says that can't be done. But I would like to post that and say, please do not vote this way. You must fill in the oval.
All right. Very good. The bottom line is it didn't change the outcome of the election. It just kind of interesting. All right. Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg. Lisa, great to have you on the show.